Boker Tov, and it's good to be back and sharing Torah with you once again after a rather extended break. We'll be looking, as ever, at a range of halachic topics over the course of the coming weeks and months, Be'ezrat Hashem. Some of them will be questions that have perhaps come up over the past couple of months, others topics that I just think are worth sharing with you. And today I want to begin by looking at the mitzvah of saying Kedusha every day as part of the repetition of the Amidah in Shacharit and in Mincha. The Kaf HaChayim in Siman Kuf Kaf Hei Seif Daled brings down in the name of the Zohar that saying Kedusha every day is a fulfillment of the mitzvah Taseh of the Kinikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be sanctified amongst B'nei Yisrael. Most poskim, however, disagree and say that it's not a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah, partly because the whole notion of tefillah, as we have it, is only derabbanan. So how can it be that there's a kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraita in what we're doing derabbanan, though one could perhaps argue that point. But in any event, the maskana of the poskim is that it's a mitzvah midarabbanan to say Kedusha. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says very interestingly that the tzibur, the congregation, shouldn't say together with the shliach tzibur nakdishach, which is of course nusach svad or nakadesh, as we would say, but you're quiet and you listen carefully to what the shliach tzibur is saying, and then when he finishes with karazel zevi amar, so everybody responds kadosh kadosh kadosh. And the source for this is in the tshuva of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, says yes, that this is introductory declaration made by the Shliach Tzibor, and the congregation responds with Kadosh Kadosh. But the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Bet points out that the very widespread minhag is that we're mekel, and that the Tzibor do say Nekadesh first, or Naritzcha on Shabbat, or whatever the particular Nusach is, and that's following the ruling of the Arizal. However, it should be noted that it's not a universal minhag to say Nekadesh, or for the Tzibur to say Nekadesh, and the minhag of the Vilna Gaon was to follow the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, that should only be said by the Chazan. Interestingly, if you look in the old Singer's Prayer book, it says Nekadesh is said by the reader, and then Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is said by the Kong. In the Green Siddur, so the latest editions of the Siddur, it has for Nekadesh, congregation, then leader. So it's interesting that the minhag has changed from it being responsive to the congregation also saying Nekadesh, and also that from the old Siddur, where the Chazan was known as the reader, he's now known as the leader, and the old Siddur, where the Tzibur was known as the Kong, we are now known as the congregation. In any event, the Bi'ur Halacha raises an interesting question and says, when the Shliach Tzibur says Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod and Yimloch, when should he say these lines? Should he say it together with the Tzibur, or should he say it after the Tzibur has said it? So I suggest that perhaps the reason to say it together with the Tzibur is because this is something which needs to be said as part of a minyan. And if the Shliach Tzibur says it independently afterwards, then he's not saying it as a minyan. On the other hand, there's a requirement, and we'll discuss more about this tomorrow, that there's a requirement that the Chazan should say Kedusha loud enough so that people still saying the Amidah can listen to it and be yotzei with his recitation. And if you've got a big tzibur and everybody's saying it together, the shliach tzibur doesn't say it afterwards, then other people won't be able to hear it. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel Siman Dalet, he says that the best practice is that the Chazan should wait and start saying Kadosh Kadosh just as the Tzibur is finishing that line. So he started saying it while they're still saying it, and that counts as saying it as part of a minyan. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, he says you can do that during the week, or even Tokadei Dibur. Just as soon as the Tzibur is finished, then for the Chazan to say Kadosh Kadosh, and that counts as saying it in a minyan. But on Shabbat and Yom Tov, where you've got the Piyutim as the extended Kedusha, you wouldn't be able to do that, and therefore he says that the Shliach Tzibur should say it very loud so that people still davening can hear him. Though I'm not sure that's always possible, either in a big shul or even in a small shul where everybody says Kedusha very loudly. It would be difficult for an individual to hear what the Chazan is saying. I'm surprised by this Biyo Halacha from two perspectives. Number one, it always strikes me as interesting that something which is done twice daily throughout the Jewish world, the Bir Halacha has got a safek as to how it should properly be done. Potkazi Mayamadbar, see what everybody's doing. It's not a new question. I'm sure the Mishnah Berurah was aware of that. And second of all, my more fundamental question is that does Davar Shebikdusha, something which requires a minyan, does that mean to say it has to be said by a minyan in unison, or does it need to be said in the presence of a minyan? The Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that it needs to be said by a minyan in unison, but again, I think there would be room to suggest from other models that perhaps it's sufficient to say it in the presence of a minyan. Ad Kan.